So Brett, our illustrious producer, has a sound that he wants to play for us all to try to figure out. What he wants to figure out what it is?
Correct.
All right.
What the hell is that sound? Is it a
guy go?
I thought it was two people, and then I thought it was a guy. You ever see?
Yeah, I hear a girl.
Which was the movie, the fish movie? Oh, Dory. Not Saving Dory.
Finding Nemo.
Yeah, Finding Nemo with the seagulls going mine. So it wasn't a guy. Was it?
There's a guy there. There's a couple people there.
Right? Oh, so it is two people.
Yeah, I heard a guy in the background.
Probably three people, but there's obviously two main voices.
She's Asian.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So is it like a so we know it's two people speaking. So you're asking me what they were doing or where were they? What are you asking me?
Right. Well, I mean, what the sound is. So you've identified that it's people.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say.
And when the main voice in there is Asian woman.
I'm going to say it's like, are they bidding at like a Japanese fish market or something like that?
No bidding of any kind.
Hmm.
So it's not a market kind of thing?
No. Mm-mm.
So is she...
Are they trying to...
are they buying stocks on the Beijing index?
Okay. No. No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
She's not... I can't tell what the word clearly
play
is Chinese,
again.
Right?
Play it again.
Gato. And it goes faster. There it is.
Is it someone doing like Yoko Ono-esque performance art?
No, but it could sound like her too, and it is not Yoko Ono.
Warzone!
That's Yoko on crack.
Warzone!
This is Yoko.
Why? Much slower. Different. If Yoko goes on tour, though, we know who should open for her.
I'll tell you, it's like ear rape.
So, is that voice?
It's attached to a video of something happening. And ever since I heard it, obviously, and I brought it to your attention, I'm walking around going, go. Out of nowhere.
If you want to take a guess at what it is, 727-579-1025.
I think there's a good chance Brett's going to start doing it around the house. And his son Jason's going to be like, Mommy, I think Daddy needs
losing
a vacation.
The woman, there's a woman voice that's in the forefront and a guy that's kind of with her. Are the two of them in a competition where they're like, I don't know if they're making two rats race through a maze and they're encouraging them or they're...
Well, there is some encouragement being involved here, but it's not a race of any kind.
Right. They're not... So it's not a game they're playing. It's not something they're competing in.
No.
They're trying to, you know...
Trying to encourage an action happening.
Hmm.
And it's not a negotiation? Like, it's not...
Not a true negotiation, but they're trying to...
Is it like
get her to do something.
Are they trying to get her to go down to like a bobsled? You know how they go when you watch the Olympics to go down to a bobsled and they're like...
No bells ringing.
No cowbells.
They go...
No.
Is it curling?
No, it's not curling or an Olympic event.
It's not an Olympic sport?
Slightly athletic.
Is it?
Slightly.
What's going on? It sounds like just complete chaos. They're rooting on a cockfight.
Ooh.
How about that?
No. No.
Because it's so chaotic. It's just, but there's only two of them. It's not a crowd. So why isn't the whole crowd doing that?
Chris from New York says it's an Asian woman jackhammer. Could be.
Sam on line two. Go ahead, Sam.
That's not a bad guess.
Hey, they're playing a video game on a phone.
No video game.
Oh, and you're constantly hitting over repetition, right?
It's a good guess, but not it.
Almost like Dance Dance Revolution.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, Sam.
It's different.
So that's not it. It's so odd.
It is.
Well, Rob is on line four. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, is that an audio recording of Monica and Jackhammer by any chance?
Not unless Monica's from Asia.
All right, fair enough.
And last we checked.
Mike on line six. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
All right.
I think it's two people. I think they're curling.
Oh, when they sweep in front of the thing, when they sweep in front of the little stone thing?
Right.
Is it curling, Brett?
I'm dying.
It's no sport.
You said it's not an Olympic sport.
Not an Olympic sport.
I don't know if it was an amateur version.
If we guess the part of Asia she's from, will it help us get to the answer?
No.
Vietnam.
Although her being Asian does have a factor in this particular situation. It's not going to help you, I don't think.
We'll take one more call, and then you got to tell us who it is because it's driving me nuts. Tom on line five.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
What's up?
Well, it's either that they're arguing and she's telling him to die or Monica's getting jackhammered.
Well, we already confirmed it's not the jackhammer one.
No.
Oh, okay.
And not dying either, no.
No, she's not saying die.
What,
almost sounds like it.
All right, just tell us what it is. You can drive me crazy.
It is a Asian tourist.
Okay.
Okay.
Who is trying to bungee jump, and there's a language barrier there. So for 2 minutes, these guys...
That video is 2 minutes long?
It's 2 minutes. And, I mean, she's not making that sound the entire time, but they're trying to tell her to jump. And I don't know what she thinks they're telling him. It's like, jump, go, jump. And like, and then even they try to push her off a couple of times. They're like, ready, you got to go, you got to jump, which I'll play a little bit for you now. And she's still not understanding. And she's screaming, thinking she's jumping, but I guess not, but that she's not really jumping. And then when she actually jumps, she doesn't say anything.
So she's standing on the ledge?
On the ledge.
Pause it. So is that like wait?
Maybe.
Wait. Is that what she's doing?
I don't know what's going on in her head.
Call your daughter. She went to China for a while. See what?
You know what's funny? I texted her, but I mean she's not gonna get back to me that quick.
She's our closest connection to China.
That's right. But the other thing is, if she's standing on the ledge,
right.
She has the rope around her. She knows it's a bungee. She's standing there. She's seen it. She climbed up to it. So language barrier or not, you must know what this is.
Right.
So then her noise, is that her saying, I don't want to go, but then she's not turning. Is she turning around in the video trying to leave?
Nope, she's staying in the same spot the entire time here.
So then.
And the guy's right next to her, and you'll hear him talk in a second here.
All right. So they're imitating her.
Three, two, one, bungee!
And now she's still standing there screaming.
So they're encouraging her.
She's not moving.
She's not going. Nut job.
And now the guy's looking at her like, come on.
Everybody's laughing. In line.
The video's on the Roger and JP Twitter page. You want to check it out.
Let's just do it. Yeah.
Did it?
What's she saying? Ha?
I guess it means yes. And then he kind of still not jumping yet.
You have to jump.
There she goes.
And her phone or something flies out of her pocket.
Oh, she's gone now?
She's gone. But ironically, it doesn't make a sound when she jumps.
How is that possible? She should be making this ridiculous screaming, chattering sound when she jumps.
Do you remember a couple weeks ago, I had spent the night in the city with Nicole, and I came back, there's nothing funnier than Chinese women yelling?
Oh, yeah. You just said that.
There you go. There's my proof.
That was like an argument?
It just doesn't matter. Yeah. Just yelling. I don't know about you, but I know Brett's been smiling the
absolutely
entire time.
What is she doing? I wish a Chinese person would walk up to her and say, so what was the problem and why were you making this noise? I want to know. Where are the other guys from?
I think it's in New Zealand. But
they were just imitating because the guy in the background sounded like he was going back and forth
spoke English.
Her.
And obviously she's standing there. She's there for a reason.
Right.
You think she might have gotten a clue, but it took 2 minutes.
I bet you, like, if you stood underneath where they're bungeeing, like, even if you were just swimming in the water underneath them, if they're over the river or whatever, with a net, I guarantee you can get 20 iPhones a day.
Yeah, right. Right, like picking golf balls out of a pond.
Yeah. We had a place by us, a bar called the OBI, that brought in bungee jumping 1 year. You know, a crane over the water. And everybody's wasted jumping off this bungee thing. And it was when cell phones kind of first really started being mainstream. And phones were flying into the water, wallets were flying into the water, car keys were flying into the water.
People were drunk and stupid and not sinking.
People's drugs were falling into the water.
So much stuff.
Yeah. James on line 3.
Hey, James.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. What's going on? Great show. Hey, listen, be the bearer of bad news, but that's the wrong information you're giving for that Asian soundtrack.
What is it?
What it is, it's, I've got the video. I watched it last night. It's two little naked midgets on pogo ponies running around a circle with cowboy hats.
That would have been a better answer.
Yeah, that was good.
Well, let's see. So they're on pogo sticks.
Show, man. Great show.
Thank you so much.
Naked, wearing cowboy hats, is that what he said? Kind of works. Hooper is on line 2. Go ahead, Hooper.
This is an easy one. She's Judy Chopping and Kung Fu Kicking.
She's what?
Judy Chopping and Kung Fu Kicking.
Oh, Judy Chopping?
Judo Chopping?
Judo
Chopping.
And Kung Fu Kicking. Okay. You say so, Hooper.
All right, let's take Drew on line 1, then we'll get to the top 10 list. Go ahead, Drew.
Yeah, I don't know if she's in studio today, but I was just wondering if JR's mom has ever been bungee jumping and what that was like.
You're so crazy.
Have you gone bungee jumping, JR's mom?
They did it at the Big Blue Tanker one day.
Oh, really? Off the roof
it's
of the Big
Blue Tanker? It's only 2 stories. I fall so quick. I go boom. Real quick. Yeah. I said, so stupid. The cord is so long. How you do that?
So the cord was too long and you bounced your face off the concrete?
Too long. Smack it right there.
Smack it?
Right in my faccia.
Isn't that Italian?
Si.
She's multilingual.
Got it.
That's her third language. Italian is a third language.
Cara.
And your cara?
Cara.
Oh. Irene Cara?
Si. What a feeling. Da-da-da-da-da. The Flashdance is a good movie.
It's a great movie.
The Flashdance is amazing.
She splashed the water all over the place. You put a cord and had it in the bathroom.
She
put a cord. And I splash it everywhere. It's so good. Oh, what a feeling. I put it in the kitchen, too. I just moved the chair and into the middle of the kitchen. And then I go up, what a feeling. Da-da-da-da-da. And Yair comes in and he goes, Mama, what are you doing? I say, you shut up, Yair. You go to your night show now.
That's right.
You go to your SBK and your mall.
That's right. JR, who answers the phones and is, I think, assistant or something, associate producer on the SBK show.
When it's you're his here, show.
If you didn't know that, he used to be on our show, and JR's mom would be on with us all the time.
It's JR featuring SBK and more.
That's what it is. It's
his show now. That's what he told me.
Oh, that's what he told you.
That's what he told you?
And he said, my show, ma.
He's very accomplished.
I said, where your money? Where your money? You got no money. You got a show with no money.
It's radio, ma. Nobody makes money.
Everybody make money except you. Everybody I know.
You're not very supportive.
I love him.
You should be. Oh,
but you got to make the money if you want to live here.
Be supportive of VAR.
He's money.
Young and making his way.
No money, no mommy.
No money,
okay?
No money, no mommy.
Okay, I don't cook for you. Nothing. I guess that could be you.
Okay.
See?
Well, next time you go bungee jumping, we want a recording of what it sounds like.
Pretty much it.
Smack.
That's it.
Two floors at the Bibliotheca.
The police come. I go to ambulance and, you know.
Pick her up with a spatula.
That's it.
In the hospital.
You go for a day and then you get back up and you make the food for JR.
Thanks, JR's mom. Appreciate you chiming in.
Any tempo.
Roger, JP on the bone. Planning so big things we dance on the strings.
925.